Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. You already know what it is. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fans from Letterman Fellas. What's good?
What's good? What's good? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to Angry Fan Movement.
It's your boy, DRV, a.k.a. Three Letter Man. Let's get it popping.
You already know. Man, we got a special guest tonight. We got Crooked Eye from Slaughterhouse.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Coming on the show. And we talk about this all the time off air. We spoil you guys. But you know what? We do it because we love it. We're fans. That's what we do. Dre's a fan. Angry Fan is an angry fan. And you know what I'm saying?
Sir.
This is how we do it. First off, we had battles drop today and the last day as well over the weekend. Let's start off with Prez, Mafia, and Took. What did you guys think about that battle?
Like, go ahead, Three. I'm going to say some shit. Go ahead, man. Yo, listen.
Nah, Caps, go. You already got the guns loaded. Caps, go ahead. You already got the guns loaded. Go ahead.
I've been sleeping on Took, son. That nigga was going off. Am I bugging?
Nah, you're not bugging. Who gave the win to, though?
All right, but because of a choke.
Right, that third.
No, these folks are starting to, like, slip up and fuck up. They're starting to determine a lot of battles right now. So he was going off on Prez, B.
Yeah, he was. I just didn't like the spelling thing he was doing. I hate when niggas is like...
You know what it is? It's when they do,
that,
when they do the spelling shit, they start moving their hands. Like,
you know
what I mean? Like, they making a word. They all do that, though. Don't get it fucked up.
Yep. Everybody does that shit.
Do it.
Words. Facts. Facts.
And it's like they act like they're actually spelling it out, like we can see the words they're making.
Hey, man, charades up there. Charades at times.
I don't know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. That nigga Took, he really impressed me, man. Prez Mafia, too. Don't get it fucked up.
Right.
Prez impressed me. Also, you know what I'm saying? I guess I just wasn't really expecting Took to put up that kind of fight like that.
Yeah, he gave a fight, like, though. Mm-hmm. True story.
Yeah, actually, it was like, damn, nigga, all right.
I've seen Prez better, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't front, though. I gave him the win, though, but I've seen him better, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've seen him better. I gave it a Prez, though, but, you know. How you had
a simple question.
I thought the same thing. Took really surprised me.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same way, Cap. You really surprised me, man. Like, I'm not going to lie, Prez has had better battles for sure. I gave Prez that win, but Took surprised me. Took really surprised me, man.
I think it caught me completely off guard. I was not even front. That was definitely a good battle right there. Shout out to Trap House, man. That was definitely
word,
a good
shout out to Trap House.
Absolutely.
Trap House is making some noise, too.
Word.
Yeah.
Word. They had a Brooklyn Carter battle, right?
Yeah. I was actually talking to No Mercy the other day and shit, man. Like, they making some noise, man.
Right.
Yeah, they got busy over there.
They also dropped that Scripps battle.
Yeah, the Scripps joint
right.
And Excel.
Right.
They put niggas onto Excel.
Yeah.
Ah, the Scripps and Gems.
Yeah. But I was saying, they put Excel on there, too, and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, that was another good battle right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yo, we had another battle drop. Shout out to King of the Dot. Dropping Thesaurus versus Big K a little bit before Cinco de Mayo. It's my little Cinco de Mayo thing. You already know. We had a Thesaurus and Big K from Vendetta, too. What you guys think?
Man, niggas don't want me to start talking. I've been said Big K was nice.
Big K,
I don't know how many fucking times I got to say that shit.
Yeah, I know. You going hard with Big K. I ain't mad at you, Caps. I ain't mad at you.
You know what I'm saying? You know what my problem is with that shit? Is that niggas now are like, Big K is dope, but he's not, you know what I'm saying, he got to battle a name. Like, niggas, he just battled Illmatic and Thesaurus. I mean, what are we only counting URL names? I mean, how is this shit working here?
With me, I want to battle more brothers.
But here's the whole thing, my nigga. If he's not battling on URL, for whatever reason, they don't want him on there. I mean, what the hell can we do about that?
Nothing at all. But I do want to see Big K up in there against a brother. I mean, the Big K was throwing fucking haymakers. Haymakers. I mean,
come on, my nigga.
Boot to the fucking neck, my dude. Headlock maneuvers. I mean, he was just, it was like every ball was a setup. And the nigga's wordplay. Yo, Big K reminds me of a 90s MC the way he was spitting, man. He's
and
just,
then it's like, he would on top of that. And he be saying that.
Yeah.
Come on, my nigga.
Yeah,
that nigga said,
he's funny, too. He's funny,
huh?
too.
And he's
funny,
starting
too.
To rebuttal. He even starting to rebuttal a little now.
And he's funny, like Timbo just said, he's funny as shit on top of it.
Nigga said, Bullets ain't got no name.
You know, I want to see Big K battle.
Cool.
I want to see Big K battle Goods.
Goods?
Yeah. Mm. I would like to see Big K against Goods. I don't know why that just popped in my fucking brain, but for some reason, I want to watch that battle.
I actually have put it on Twitter. I wouldn't mind seeing Big. I want Big K and Cortez. Who will win that one? Who y'all think will win that one?
Big K.
I got K winning.
Yo, Cortez is gonna have to come with it if they ever battle.
I got Big K.
But don't get it fucked up. Because Cortez been on a killing spree. That's what niggas got to remember, too.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't know, man. Big K, man. I don't know.
I'd have to go with K, though, B.
Yo, I don't see two of these niggas really beating this nigga, man. He got to beat himself.
Who, that K? Yeah.
He has to. Like, he has too many punches. And it's like what you said. It's not like... He's throwing three lines in the fourth of the bar. Like, nah, nigga.
Don't
like,
come consistently at you, my nigga.
Come on, son.
Yo, my nigga, it's like a nigga punching you in the face and catching you each time. Like, man, you can't even block them shits, my nigga. Yo, shout out. I ain't gonna front, though. I thought Big K went 3-0. I gave it a Big K 3-0, but I'm not. Yo, I actually like some of the shit the source was saying, though. I ain't gonna front.
3-0?
I did. Mm. Yeah, 3-0.
How you
had a Big K.
How you had it, Timbo?
I had the same thing. I had Big K 3-0. Not like not a body bag or anything, I feel like he got every round.
I
got to keep it real, too, man. I gave it to
That's
K 2-1,
man.
Bro. I had the K 2-1. The source first. The first is debatable, in my opinion. The source first was tough, B.
Yeah, his first was tough. I kind of led to the Big K,
but
his first
was tough.
You know
the thing about the source first? That nigga had the K flip that I didn't even see coming and shit. He was just saying shit so fast. Like, the whole hit
nigga,
squad, K solo... The bouquet
the
line.
Oh, yeah.
That K-Pax line was nice.
Woo! Now I like the Fox and B-Magic. The B-Magic scheme he did.
Man.
That shit was hard by Big K.
If you look at the angle, the story's like rebuttaled. He tried to rebuttal this nigga's entire battle by saying, like trying to talk about the part that, you know, you've been locked up and all that shit. Like, it means you sloppy and you got caught and shit. Like, he wasn't rebuttal for a battle. Because that's how Big K be rapping, you know what I'm saying? So I think that was real smart.
But Captain Timbo, if y'all peep that battle, though, you see Method Man in the back. And every time Big K saying something, Method Man's face got the jazz face. He's looking like, damn, my nigga. He's looking at Big K like, Jesus Christ. Meth face was just priceless when he was rhyming and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, shout out to Big K, though, man.
I walked up to him right after the battle. I was like, man, that's what we want to see. That's the K right there.
Why can't Big K get a black man? I want to see him battle a brother. For real talk.
Some shit going on with URL, that's why.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. This is the whole thing I'm trying to say. It would be different if he was on the URL stage, but he's not on the stage, period. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when you say I want to see him battle a brother, most of the brothers we talking about are on the URL stage.
Right.
That's why it's not really fair.
Right. Because
if he's not on the stage, he can't battle them. But that shouldn't mean that his skills ain't there. That just means he can't battle these niggas for whatever reason.
So basically, they got him in the Matrix then. They basically hold him back, though, from saying that.
He's battling King of the Dot. I don't think that – I mean, he said himself he wanted to battle other dudes and shit.
They can't get on the niggas, man. Real talk.
Here's my question. If there's a rift between him and Norms and URL, should he just say, look, for the sake of my career, I'm going to put my pride to the side, whatever it is, and just say, look, just give me a URL matchup.
I think so. Why you say no, Caps?
I mean, because you said no matter what, we don't know who's wrong in the situation. We don't know how that would unfold. I'm saying, he ain't battling for free. You still want to get paid. It's not a free battle.
Yeah.
But, though, niggas don't know what the stipulations
that.
Is.
Good, Tim.
Trey, what do you think, man? Now,
I was saying that I agree with Cass what he's saying because we don't know whose fault it is, but I do agree with you, Timbo, where somebody has to be the bigger man. It's like, yo, whatever discrepancies and problems we have, we not seeing eye to eye. I need to get on that stage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, for the sake of my career, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers know I'm nice. It ain't no color thing. Like, I'm nice. You
yep.
can't sit there and tell me I ain't got bars. That's a bunch of bullshit if a nigga say a big kid don't got robbed. You know what I'm saying? So whoever can be man enough to be like, yo, give me Big K can beat a lot of niggas in URL, son. He could beat a lot of niggas right now and give niggas a run for their money.
Total slaughter.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Total slaughter's out there.
Total slaughter's out there. You know what I'm saying?
King of the dot, total slaughter's out there. I mean, it is what it is at this point.
We have a Twitter question. We think B Magic can beat Big K.
I did an interview with Magic yesterday on the phone. Like, oh man, like,
how'd that go?
I mean, Magic's a cool dude. That was cool. He said he had Big K and shit. He ain't really talk about it, but Magic, you know what it is? I'm gonna tell you what it is. Damn, man, because Magic punches are crazy, but. I don't know.
I like Big K's wordplay, though, son.
Yeah, I just got to see it, Big K. He's just so grimy, my nigga. Like I said, I'll cut your white face with an ice skate. Like, God damn.
He be saying, like, yo, he be saying some bully shit, though, B.
You got to drop your baby from the third floor and scream like a nerf ball. Like, come on, my nigga. Come on, son. Ain't too many niggas going to stand in front of this shit and say, I'm saying, just stand there and shit, like, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, B. Well,
I like
the
shit Big K
says, they got to give this nigga props, B.
Yeah, you can't front on Big K, though, man.
You can't.
Hey, yo.
Are you hating?
And give him his props, too, though. I mean, his last two battles, he been on point, you know what I mean?
Yes.
He been on point. And a lot of times we get on niggas when some niggas can't even have two good performances back-to-back. It be all spots and shit, like, I have a good battle here, bad battle, good battle. He's actually, so, and the choking has deceased a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to K, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, once they control that, it's different. That's like Newborn.
Right.
All Newborn got to do is stop the choking and shit. And niggas won't talk about it no more. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that for the next couple of battles. There's no reason to bring it up.
Right.
Yo, I got a quick question for you. Go ahead, Cap.
The choker, he just got to get under control. I think he's straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he get that under control, like, and he's been good in last couple battles, so hopefully we don't see that again. We don't want to see that for Big K. We want to see that man flourish, you know what I mean? So,
Sharon from King of the Dot recently sent out a tweet saying Norv said that he would set me up with J-Rel for my URL debut.
Wow. Now,
if that is a PG battle,
how is
that going to work? I mean, it's Sharon.
I don't look at it as a PG battle.
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to do that to Sharon. You know what I mean? Or J-Rel. They both nice.
Yo, can I ask that one question real quick?
What's good, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Tumani on my Facebook page. He was like, what y'all think about Big K versus Paz?
Wow.
Paz got that grimy, straightforward style, too.
Yo, that got a potential to be a fucking good-ass battle right there, yo.
Yo, Paz ain't going to get bullied like that, B.
Nah, he wouldn't. That would be interesting.
That's Tumani, man. That's a good matchup. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing that either. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
But
Sharon and fucking, who said
J-Rel. J-Rel.
I don't think that's not a PG battle, though, fellas, right? I'm not tripping.
Man. Fuck that PG shit.
Yeah,
no.
Sharon
just battled DNA. Ain't no fucking
PG battle. And Arsenal.
Ain't no goddamn PG battle.
And he held his own, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to do that to Sharon.
Enough of that PG crap. Fuck all that shit. These niggas are battlers at this point.
That would be all right. What about the actual battle, though? Is that a goodie, though? Sharon? I mean, we never know. It's up to these niggas, but
I think it sounds like an awkward matchup, maybe. It sounds like it. But Sharon wanted to battle Ill Will, too. So Sharon's not scared, obviously.
No, I don't think Sharon is scared of nobody. I ain't going to front. Whether he wins or loses, I don't think
he's
scared of
battle. That he can battle.
Yeah. But I still think Sharon and Pat Stay got to go down. That has to go down at some particular time.
Yeah, definitely.
Sharon and Pat Stay, you know what I mean?
Is Sharon going to beat Pat Stay?
I would say Pat Stay would be the favorite going into the battle.
Is he?
I would think.
Yo, Sharon's been putting on.
Sharon's
been putting on for Canada.
No doubt. Most definitely. But when you think of Canada, though, wouldn't Pat Stay be the first cat you really think of or not?
I'm surprised they're in battle already.
Mm. Who you got, Timbo? You see, Pat Stan, Sharon. You feeling that or not?
Man, I'm trying to think, man. I think I would have to go. You know what? I think I'm going to have to go with Sharon.
You got
to
go with Sharon?
Mm. He's too versatile, B.
Yeah, Pat Stan going to try to bully him, though, and call him a nerd. But Pat Stan got rhymes, though, B. He got rhymes, man.
He do, but Sharon got rhymes, and then you got to think about it. Fuck his rhymes. His Rebella and Freestyle, they be sound like they written sometimes.
Yeah, he do got that, though. That was
that
advantage.
Battle with him and DNA, sure. That shit was crazy, B.
Mm-hmm.
That battle with him and DNA was crazy. I got to keep it up. I got to be honest with you. Really,
I like Sharon. I thought it was the best show I've ever seen.
Don't forget his verse in the BET site, but that shit was dope, too. A lot of niggas try to act like they ain't hear the verse and shit.
Mm-hmm. I actually thought his best material was against DNA, though.
Was against DNA? They put on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They really put on, man.
Yeah, he put on his shit, you know what I mean?
Man.
Rizzo.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see. I think it'd be good for King of the Die, too, you know, to have Sharon as the champ. I think that would be dope.
As a champ?
As a champ. I think that would be dope for Sharon. I mean, he's been putting in work.
Way too much
work.
Yo,
hold on. We have the guest calling up right now. Sorry to cut everybody off. Slaughterhouse, we got Crooked Eye on right now. Crooked, what's good, man?
What's up, man? How y'all?
What's good, man?
Chilling. What's the word?
Well, let's go right into it. I mean, we had your boy. This is the other man. What's good, Crooked Eye?
What's up?
We had your brother on here from Slaughterhouse, Joe Butters, on last week. And
word. We
was going through battle for battle who Norbs picked his supporting for, and you're for, and we thought Crooked Eye against Loaded Lux, that got a goodie right there written all over it. Your thoughts, my brother?
I mean, you know, Loaded, man, you know, I just respect him because his technique, you know what I mean, his approach. He got the syllable flow. He got the different cadences. He got the grown man bars that can compete with anybody's punchline. You know, I just really think the dude is, you know, he is what he is. Everybody knows he's an OG. Everybody knows he's one of the greatest to do it, and that's just who he is. I mean, I've been hearing about, you know, people trying to line us four up with the other four because Joe. See, I blame Joe, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He got this talk going, like, you know, now all of a sudden – Slaughterhouse go turn it to this battle rap group. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Like that's not even what I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? But you know how it is when you're an MC. You just
right.
You get tested, you're gonna get out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, Crook, this is Timbo here. Now I met you for the first time. I did an interview with you at the DJ Ski place over up in Hollywood, and we were talking back and forth about battle rap. Now you know about battle rap. You study it. You know, you stay into it. Who is your favorites right now? If you were to pick top three that you like,
right now, I like Disaster because he just you never know what he's gonna say or do. I like. I like T-Rex, man. The last time I saw T-Rex, man, he spit something that was so crazy. I just sat there like, wow. You know what I mean? Like right now I feel like T-Rex is one of the most focused battle rappers right now. When people see what's to come, they're going to feel me on that even more. And let me see, man. That's kind of tough because, you know, I like Calico, I like Hollow, I like Lux. That's tough, man. I'm gonna give it to Lux, man. But you know, Hollow is right up there too, man. And, you know, I just wish my man Tiger Ty would come back.
Tiger Ty.
With the
Hey, yo, Crooked Eye, you being real nice over there, man. Like, you don't think you – I don't know. I've been arguing all day. It's Angry Fan in a Facebook group about you and Lux and shit. Like, that shit would be close, my nigga. I don't think that Lux should just walk all over you. Your bars are crazy and your rhythm, my nigga.
Nah, I don't think it's a rapper alive that can walk all over me.
There we go. Okay, I'm just making sure.
There you go. I'm just saying that's not my arena. You know what I mean? Like, I can absolutely prepare and go into that arena because, you know, I'm a scientist myself, and I like to consider myself a student of hip-hop from the beginning all the way to the fucking end. So I'm definitely, I'm going to put my money on myself, my G, if I go in on anybody. But that's just not my forte. That'd be like telling one of all the battle rap dudes, yo, let's see who can write the illest song out of you and Crook. They're gonna be somewhat out of their element if they just been battling and ain't really been inside that booth. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Crooked, let me ask you a question. As you being an artist, man, do you think your peers or yourself, do you respect battle rappers trying to make music though? Because I think a lot of people in your industry looks down on the battle rappers. Am I wrong for that?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And you know what? That's a no-no because if they do their history, you know, the greats who created who paved the way for all of us, they all started out battling on the basketball courts, on the street corners, in the parks. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you going to say battle rappers can't make music when you got people like LL Kumo D who got platinum plaques hanging on the
Talk
wall,
about it.
Songwriting, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the biggest battle rap probably movie ever was 8 Mile, that's Eminem, and he's known to hit battles, and he was on the battle circuit. He was at the B-Boy Kingdom out here on the West Coast, and I seen him battling dudes, you know, straight up out here. So, that's a misconception, but I believe that the new wave of battle rappers that are out right now, I think they could change that. I think they can change that. I think the power is in their hands now because people are watching and they're looking at what battle rappers are doing. So I think that needs to be something that's on the agenda for them to change because it's just a misconception. But battle rapping is one of the key elements that I think all MCs should have in their in their pocket because, after all, this is a competitive sport. It's when we lost that element when we got all these whack niggas.
Yep, true story, yo.
Crooked, how I feel is, you know, with where you are and all the Slaughterhouse are, it shows a lot that you guys are actually contemplating, and, you know, you see Joey jumping in that ring of battle rap. You know, this is a big thing just because of how established all of you guys are. Do you think that separates the real lyricists and real artists from the ones that are just kind of just making studio work right now and just kind of behind the microphone?
I don't want to say that because, you know, some people, that's just not them, man. But they can make a genius piece of music material, you know what I mean? Like, whether Andre 3000 battles or not, he can make a song that's just impactful and it's on a genius level. So I don't want to say that. But what I do want to say is I salute Joe for going into that arena because, you know, he doesn't have to do that.
Right.
You know, he stands to lose more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people think he's going to lose anyway. So
elaborate on that,
Crooked. Really,
when you say he got a lot to lose more, elaborate on that.
Well, you know, this industry is about perception a lot of times. You know, sad to say, the fans, they feed off of perception. And for him to go in there and if he take a L, you know, depending on how bad it is, it could really tarnish his reputation and the things that he's built up as a you know, quote unquote mainstream artist trying to, you know, go back to you know, whatever heights he's trying to go and surpass. But it's just like, you know, he's on TV, man, you know what I mean? He got more access to be ridiculed, you know what I'm saying? He got a major deal over here with Shady, you know what I'm saying? It could make a stain or something if he went up there and just, which I doubt would happen, but if he just went up there and just totally choked, you know what I'm saying? They're looking around at Shady like, okay, and like
he
credibility,
the,
like,
it's cannabis.
A lot. It's a lot.
If you pull a cannabis, you think it's his career be over with?
Nah, I don't think so.
Nah,
because you know one good thing about Joey?
What's up?
Joey is very good about rapping, about making songs about his pain, his own failures.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
I know Joe,
he can go up there, lose badly, and make a whole fucking mixtape about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You are right about
fans,
that shit.
His fans are right
here.
Awesome
truth
like,
truth
yeah,
type shit.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't battling Hollow, I was battling me. You know that.
Hey, yo, Crooked, hey, do you think money is going to change the game?
Money?
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, before money became a big issue, we was getting, as the fans, we were getting a whole bunch of good-ass battles, dude. I don't know how long you've been watching your battle rap and shit, URL, that is. But now it's like, it seemed like money played a big part. Like, the rounds would be cutting down time-wise and all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah,
happening.
I think once you put money into anything in this world, it changes.
Yeah.
So I believe so, because now you got people saying, well, I ain't battling that nigga unless he give me this amount of money. You know what I'm saying? And we're not seeing matchups we want to see. We ain't seeing, you know. It's like, yeah, money definitely changes. It changes everything. You know what's up.
Yeah. What matchup would you like to see, Crook?
Yeah.
What matchup would you like to see if you had an opportunity to pick a battle that, you know?
Man, what matchup would I like to see?
Yeah.
I would like to see the Hollow Joe. I gotta see that. I ain't gonna even lie to you. Like, just thinking about that, first I was like, damn. But then I started thinking. I was like, you know what, Joe? Let me tell you something. Joe got an elephant memory, and when we doing our touring, he can listen to a song one time and he got it. Let's go on stage. He do shows at the House of Blues and all that shit. 6-hour set. Doing like 30, 40 shows until he down there passing out on stage, sweating and shit. So I know that he got that. That's a strong point for him. So I'm anxious to see, you know, I'm just sitting back, like, kind of dissecting his abilities and what I feel his abilities are and his strong points are, and wondering how he's going to utilize them when he get into that ring with Hollow. Mm-hmm. That's like the most. That's what I want to see. Like, it's kind of fucked up because I really wanted to see the Mook and Lux again. This is a wild card. This Joe Hollow just became a wild card, man. I gotta see that. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Were you surprised about all the Twitter responses you got when you tweeted out like, "Yo, if I stepped in back in that ring, or I'm thinking about it"? Were you surprised about all the people that were like, "Man, do it. This I want to see you against this." You know, all these people.
Yeah, they was really coming out the woodwork. So like, you know what I'm saying? I said, wait a minute. You know, they start adding everybody. Next thing you know, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm caught in a whirlwind. You know what I'm saying? Like, that culture is beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
It's a lot of us. It's a lot of us fans out here, man.
And you know what it is,
Crook? It's
beautiful
for the game. What's up?
You know what it is, Crook? It's still a man in the game. Let's be real. We all come from the era where hip hop was raw in the 90s, that golden era of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? You could agree, besides Slaughterhouse, maybe the Lox or Mobb Deep or one of these niggas out there, y'all still make good hip hop music, you know what I'm saying? Without selling your soul and making fuckboy music.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
so
that.
I think as fans, like myself, Timbo, and Caps, we come from that era where we like, damn, we would like to see somebody in the mainstream era come out there who could spit. Come into this arena, you know what I'm saying? Because hip-hop is kind of like mad diluted, man. The radio was fucking whack. Let's call it what it is, you know what I'm saying?
That shit been whack.
It's been whack. For real. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of want niggas that we know that got bars, like yourself, Royce, Yawa, you know what I'm saying? So
step into that arena.
Would you take Norm? Yeah. When you saw the Norm shit on Vlad TV, what was your thinking? Like, is this nigga bugging and trying to bait me in, or was it...
Well, you know what it was. It's no way you could bait me in because I'm a calculated person.
Right.
I'm gonna make my moves depending on how I feel, you know. But it was cool, and I kind of get it because they're like, okay, here comes Slaughterhouse starting the battle league with Eminem. They're gonna try to take what we do mainstream. So how can I throw a monkey wrench into the whole program? That's how I look at it.
Smart guy.
Man, Slaughter, man. Y'all niggas make a lot of noise already, man. Y'all ain't even have an event yet.
that's what a lot of people are saying. It's like, yo, you know, and guess what? We are under pressure to put on a great event, but what we're trying to do is just add to what's already going on. We're not trying to come in and nigga, we trying to take over battle rap. Man, that's bullshit. We trying to
trying
to use our platform that we got to shine even more light on talented rappers, dog. That's it.
Hey, Cook It Out. I'm going to tell you right now, this Angry Fan. I'm going to tell you right now and be totally honest with you, man. That sounds good. And that trailer, y'all said, y'all was like with the king of battle, the king of leagues or something like that. You know, all the pressure is definitely on y'all. All of the pressure is on y'all right now.
Yeah, y'all got to come through now after saying that, man. But you know, but I'm gonna tell you right now. You don't think Mook and Lux gonna get up there and tear some shit down?
Oh, they have to.
You know, they have, especially Murder Mook.
We got Undercard too that I can't tell you about. We got a cold undercard. Then we got a reality TV star going up against an elite hollow. The battle. Come on, man. Niggas is in the building.
I had a question for you. I wanted to ask you this. So you have Joe going up against Hollow. If you were to name yourself and your other two Slaughterhouse brothers, who would you want to see? Who would you want to go against? And who would you want to see Joel go against and Royce go against? And they hop back in.
Why come I can't just do some wild Papoose shit and battle Jay-Z?
Would you battle another mainstream artist quicker than a battle?
Yeah, let's do that.
Crooked, you have to grab some niggas in the 90s. These new niggas ain't rapping like these, my nigga. Come on, son. You got to call Raz Castle, one of these niggas. Raz Castle, one of these niggas that just know got bars. Some old school niggas. These niggas.
Nah.
These niggas rhyming Doc with Hot Cone.
I respect Jay Bars, man. I respect that, man. Let me see. I don't know. You know, I don't really, man. That's just because I'm telling you, Joe just flipped the script. That was the first thing from my mind was Slaughterhouse doing any kind of battling was just the farthest shit from my mind until he went in. So I didn't really have time to really think about it because I don't know, bro. Like that's I'd rather see some like I would be the one setting up the mainstream shit. Like let's go. Drake and Royce. Let's go.
Okay.
I think Drake got bars. Like a lot of people hate this opinion, especially all my hip hop super duper hip hop heads and fucking barbershops and shit. They hate Drake. Can't rap. Drake knows how to rap to me. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah,
he knows
he
how
can.
To rap. He can rap.
He's just a relationship expert, though. That's his problem. He's just a relationship expert. You know what I'm saying?
There we go. I mean, shit.
That's his lane.
A lot of Joe music is mood music, but he getting in there.
And you know what? Joey makes better girls, more like ordinary love shit like that, better than Drake. Shit I can relate to as a dude talking about a female.
Yeah,
but
that's
another story, though. You know, that's another story.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know nobody, dog. I don't know nobody that really I want to see match up with the house like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know nobody, man.
These niggas ain't spitting nothing, man.
If you think about it, Crooked Eye style is real rapid. So he would have to slow down a little son, I would think, right?
Him and Disaster.
That's the bars.
Crooked and Disaster.
What about that? You saying if I got in that ring, you got to slow it down so niggas can understand exactly how you stinging niggas every time. And then you just got to speed it up real quick every now and then to show a nigga what kind of flex you got. Then you pull it right back, slow bar nigga to death again. Like, we understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely understand it. It ain't too far off from what we do when we spit in acapellas on tour. You know what I'm saying? It's a similar, you know, science. But, yeah, I'm just happy to be into that conversation because these are the conversations I'd rather have. I don't want to have conversations about what kind of hit single we trying to make for Interscope. I don't want to have that fucking conversation.
Oh,
I'd rather have this one right here.
When you come over here, man, y'all, you always welcome back on, man. We just kick it, bro.
Man, I appreciate that for sure,
Yo, Crook, I had another question for you. How many battles, I don't know if you're allowed to release this, how many battles are on that undercard?
Nice question, too.
I can't do that because they got an extra eyeball on me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but,
shit.
shit. I just know. Let me see. It's a good show.
Okay.
It's a good show.
I trust Crook on that.
All right.
It's a good show. It is. Yeah.
When we getting that Slaughterhouse album, man?
This year for sure. Like to say what percentage is done. I'm not gonna say all that. The groundwork has been laid.
I have one request as a hip hop fanatic. Can y'all go to DJ Premier and grab a beat with a four y'all just spitting no hook? Let Primo do the scratches and all that shit, flashing that he does. Where y'all just spit? That's all I'm asking as a fan, my dude. Just one Primo track, please.
Yo, dog. You might get that.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, it's so dope when you record your whole half your whole shit in his studio. Mm. You know that could happen. But you know, Just Blaze is an executive producer, man. You know, so you know where Just going with it. You know,
okay,
man. A-Rab Music.
A-Rab Music. Ahead.
You know, we got some musical joints from the Justice League on there. So it's a real well-rounded project, man, and with Just overseeing it, you know, he's a hip hop almanac, so you know there was a lot of hip hop going on in that building.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yo, Crook, you got the Apex Predator tour, also, the Midwest tour, correct?
Yep. It's just a little small run. I'm doing 12 shows in 10 days. And we hitting, you know, the Midwest section, just trying to get out there and fuck with my people out there, man. You know what I'm saying? On some little solo shit, come out, shake hands, spit bars, take pictures, you know, keep it moving. Just trying to touch the Midwest, man.
Hey, yo, Crook, I'm going to shake it up real quick. Yo, Crook, who won? Load of Lux or Hollow the Don?
On my first look, I thought Hollow won. Straight up, I thought Hollow won. The first time I watched. Then I watched it. Because people was like, nah, you got to watch it again. So I watched it again, and I watched it again, and I was like, damn, I was on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the fence, but I'm going to just keep it funky, man. I think Hollow might have got him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the different angles. But you know why I'm asking you this? It's because he's a lyricist, Lux.
Yeah.
He's coming with the bars. You know what I'm saying? You're a lyricist. So I'm trying to see how you're looking at it, whereas Hollow has the bars, but he's also entertaining. He's also rebelling.
And you know what? I think that Lux was actually not even battling Hollow, but he was battling his previous performance against Calico.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He went the same angle. And to me, he took so long to get to the punches. Like, he's taking too long to attack Hollow from the door. Hollow, it seemed like Hollow was attacking Lux from the rip. You know what I mean? We're talking about a battle.
Yeah. And I was really waiting on that treatment, because I'm telling you, dog, like, I'm a big fan of how if you could come at a nigga with all kind of wild punchlines, but a nigga can grown man bar you to death, and like the light he was shining on that kid, that Calico kid, the light he was shining on him was too bright.
Yo, Crook. What do you think right now the percentage of these mainstream rappers that cannot, if they hopped in that ring, would just die?
98%. Probably more.
I just wanted to hear from you, bro.
98%. They're not going to last one fucking round in there. And
they
got to
be something that might hang, though. Just think about Cassidy.
Like, who?
Cassidy,
I
want to
know.
Hang. Cassidy?
I mean, Cassidy, he cut from that cloth, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking of some of these dudes that got these big hits out right now. Like,
what about Fab?
You know what I'm saying?
Fab got some punches.
Fab got punchlines, bro.
Fab got punchlines. But with Fab, though, I think it'd be his performance would be...
he might be boring.
Too laid back.
Yeah.
What about Jadakiss?
Is that really Jada's lane? Like,
not really. You know what?
Yeah, I mean,
God
Jada,
bless the
Jada's
dead.
Yeah, yo, you know what? You got to throw Beanie up there, I think.
Oh, yeah, see, Beanie?
Benny will zone out on somebody, I think.
On Jada.
Yeah,
he got at Jada.
That nigga will smoke some dust to start going crazy.
Yo, son. God bless the dead. God bless the dead, R.I.P. The only nigga that I know can actually come in and get these niggas a run for their money. God bless the dead again. My nigga Big L. That's real talk. Big L would give niggas that work, I think, if he was a battle rapper.
You don't think, what about Pun?
Yeah, Pun, L. See,
I think Pun could get on, could do something, man.
Yeah, because I hear a lot of Pun and L in a lot of these battle rappers today.
Mm.
So, hell yeah, he laid that foundation, that blueprint that some is building on right now.
Yo, Pun is
so
underrated, man.
I definitely think Pun and L.
Yo.
Shit, Pun destroyed that cipher, that classic clip when they had the restaurant with.
Yeah,
with
Mike Geronimo and them niggas, DMX.
Niggas and Mike
Geronimo.
Yeah.
What happened to Mike Geronimo? Mike Geronimo was a one-hit wonder for real.
The golden era, my nigga. Once hip-hop went to the left, you know what I'm saying? It just didn't. Crook Eye, what you think about the game, my dude, right now? You know what I'm saying? You was up on the death row. You was in the. You was here in the 90s,
my
nigga.
You was a part of the game. Like,
what do you think about this new era of hip-hop? Am I a hater? Because I'm an old-school nigga. I cover on DMC. I just hate these new niggas, Crook Eye. I'm sorry. I just do.
Yeah, hey, I ain't mad at you. Shit, huh? Dog, I'm not too politically correct. And a lot of the interviews, I kind of just fall back because they know I'm going to just start talking about everybody is fucking whack, man. And I don't just do that to be on some hating shit. It's just like you said, we come from that era where it's like, really? I got to pretend like this shit is hot because I'm going to look like a hater to the consumers. So I got to be quiet. I got to fall back. I got to act like, you know, this joint this nigga just played is hot. It's not hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you telling me that this nigga might be one of the greatest, but cool rappers come here and wax this nigga the fuck up out of here in 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like, really? And
they're young.
And it's like, yo, but hold on. Cube was like 16 on Straight Outta Compton. Nah,
word.
So fucking young with Illmatic. Don't talk 17. About cousins. They young.
Mm. That's real, though.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Gucci Mane is horrible. I'm sorry. I just want to put that out there. I don't care, man. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about that nigga, man. That nigga's never been nice to me.
Yo, Quinn, what do you think about West Coast?
You got people. What's up?
You got.
What do you think about West Coast hip-hop, where it's at right now?
Absolutely, my nigga.
West Coast hip-hop, I fuck with it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think about it. You got, like, Tyler, the Creator. He got a different sound. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, that Our Future shit is kind of unique. You got Pac Diff. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. Then you got, you know, niggas that just focusing on a ratchet sound. And like I said, I like to see everybody get paid, you know, chase your dream, pay your bills, you know. But that shit, it can't be the main course. It just needs to be the side dishes. You know what I'm saying? The main course got to get back to, you know, that original shit that we come from, man. So it's cool, you know. But I don't encourage these young niggas on the West Coast to make music that's only relevant in a strip club.
Mm.
Yeah.
But that's
because
where the game be going,
strip
though.
Club, you don't want to hear that shit, though.
Yeah.
But that's where the game's going to, though, Crooked. It's going to the clubs. It's going to the strip clubs. You know what I'm saying? Every joint has to be club oriented, like, all the time I want to hear a club joint, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Where the balance
nigga,
at, man?
What happened? What happened when a bitch used to drop into Quiet Storm remix?
What? Come on, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Niggas don't make concept songs no more either, Crooked. They don't, like, Truth or Truth, but that shit came out.
Yo.
I was playing Truth or Truth like something fucking crazy, like all four
man,
verses of fucking.
Man, I appreciate that for sure.
That shit is like, damn, my nigga. That's real
so
shit that niggas want to hear.
I only told you was glass of Patron, man. Come on, Crook.
Yeah, man.
You
I
already know.
It.
Man. You already
yeah,
know.
Yeah, man. Nah, but you know what? It's y'all. It's y'all, dog. Like, these conversations that give us juice and inspiration. Because we can't draw a whole bunch of inspiration from the fuck Grammys. They don't even want us there. We can't draw no inspiration from the radio.
Really
they don't even want to play
too.
Our shit.
Y'all mixtapes are better than niggas' albums.
Real.
Yeah. Like, by far, y'all mixtapes are better than niggas' albums. And, like, it's sad how the industry changed. It really is sad, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they're treating the gods the wrong way, man. Because Just like, what's, I was talking to Dana Dane the other day, man.
Dana Dane, wow.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And Dane, wow. Me and Dane was chopping it up, and he was just like, yo, he's like, it's just a different era. You just got to vibe with it. I'm like, he said, it's evolving. I said, yeah, Dane, but what is it evolving into? What is
word.
It evolving into? You know what I'm saying? Mm. We got to be careful what we, us niggas who know what this shit is really about, where we just stand by and watch it evolve into. I'm the always facing shit. Niggas talk about that. Oh, well, what's up with Lord Jamar? You know,
yeah.
Yellow Wolf. I'm cool with Yellow Wolf, but guess what? Yeah, nigga, I don't fuck with no Confederate flags.
Right. Yeah.
I don't care if it's on my label or not. Just don't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll never rock with it.
Totally. You know, I totally agree with that right there.
You know what it is, Crook, too? Niggas be having albums nowadays, right? And they be have niggas have 16 joints. Out of the 16, 4 might be good. 5
yeah.
might be some filler bullshit. 2
yeah.
for the fucking radio or some fuck dummy shit. I can't even say niggas' albums be trash. I remember going to the store at 10 o'clock in the morning, fiending to buy that Ice Cube death certificate, fiending for the Alcoholics and
man.
All that shit. And
man.
I don't even fiending for niggas' albums no more, man. Like, get the fuck
man.
Out of here. I don't even hand on you niggas no more, man.
Yeah, the Alcoholics
that,
have
how
some
crazy
shit.
Is that?
Yeah,
that's
game
a
is
crazy
right.
thing, man. That's a, and then I hear niggas saying these new albums, oh, that's a classic.
Fuck
out of
here.
A classic? Oh, I just stopped talking because, I, like I said, I don't even want to sound like a hater, bro. I said, all right.
Yo, I don't care. We know my head.
Reality, yo, we know what's up. Me fans, we know what's up. The game is ugly.
At what point did it just come down to album sales? At what point it came
man,
to album sales?
I don't know. I don't know if I should blame 50 Cent.
50 Cent. I blame him for you.
It.
50.
Just say it.
I blame him for you, Crooked. It's 50 Cent, goddammit. 50 of my favorite rappers, but it's true. When 50 started making niggas look at the numbers in 03, that's
man.
When the shit
it.
Went crazy. It's like when
yeah,
Murder Moon did, Caps. This
yeah,
shit
yeah.
just went crazy, my nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga man, 50 man. Got every fan looking at the numbers now. Goddamn, 50. Shit.
Every fan looks at numbers. Every, I'm saying.
Yeah,
but
they
that,
want to
it's
know
sad, it's sad. It's sad that that defines, though, in these new fans' eyes, like what a classic is. You're not considered
man.
A classic if you're not selling over 500,000. If you don't go plat within the first month, you
platinum.
Yeah.
I mean, niggas ain't going platinum no more. Gold is
yeah,
a new platinum, fellas. Let's keep it real.
Yeah,
hey, what's
gold,
that feel
gold.
About Lil Wayne, yo?
Lil Wayne, I felt like he grew. Because there was a time, you know, I don't know. They said Gilly was right for him.
He was
real doing his thing for the radio, the catchiness. He was growing. But then, you know, when I witnessed a lot of growth in that kid is when I seen him perform Go DJ.
Okay.
I seen him perform that shit at one of them award ceremonies. He got up there by his motherfucking self. No hype, man. No bunch of flashing lights and shit. Just a DJ in the back and him rapping. Walking across the stage, I said, you know what? This kid is growing into some real MC shit right now. Now, people might not like Lollipop. They might not like all this other shit. But when I heard that, go DJ, because that's my DJ, and I seen him come out, and then I was like, you know what? I could see it. This nigga respects hip-hop right here. That's all you got to show me is some respect. You show me that you respect hip-hop, I'll fuck with you on a certain level for sure.
And that's what these new artists, these new kids trying to come up, they don't get that. I think they just want to make that club hit and retire and be finished. You know,
well, the labels
force
you to do that,
though. Going tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, you have to, or the labels are going to bullshit you.
That's true.
The labels force you. Jimmy Iovine want shit that's going to sell records.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Nothing more, nothing less.
Answer me this. Why isn't Slaughterhouse on a motherfucking radio? Why is that? Why isn't Nas on the radio that? Nas don't even have to. He has no daughters didn't get a radio play like that, but they're not gonna play daughters like that.
Yeah, but Nas went to fucking 105.1 and had a rant about that shit. You know what I'm
saying?
He's
a black boy, but you know that's a different story. But Nas
that radio
don't get no.
Game is a different game, man. And, you know, hey, it's levels to this shit for real because you don't gotta be on the radio to get yours out here.
Nope.
I've been out here for motherfucking past a decade, bro, and I ain't have no radio hits, and these niggas can't tell me I'm living bad out in this bitch. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So any aspiring MC that's coming up is trying to do it, they don't got to sell their fucking soul for that shit. There's other ways to get paid out here. Tech N9ne proved it.
Word. Yeah.
Yes,
right about Tech N9ne did do that.
Yeah, you barely, you don't even hear people give Tech N9ne props like that, and it's crazy.
Yo,
man.
Independently though, that brother is
man.
Doing his thing on the independent
oh
level. Something stupid though.
Yeah.
Oh
so,
my god.
Killing
50,000 merch. 50,000 a night merch.
Killing
it. It's not fair,
Crooked.
Man. That's not fair.
I gotta ask you a question.
It goes to show that everything doesn't have to be, you know what I'm saying, top mainstream like people think. You gotta grind for it.
Yeah.
Crooked, right. You got bars on deck?
Man, you know what?
Give me something. Give us
I
something.
I don't.
Oh.
I don't, but guess what?
What's up?
I got to
yeah,
ask.
I've been, you know, it's a few secret projects I've been writing on, man. I'm kind of, my pen is like wore out right now. But
okay, that's what it is.
But, yeah, man, I hate, and I, you know what? Talking to y'all just make me want to have at least 100 in the clip.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what it
well,
is.
Well, next time we won't even talk. Just say, yo, we got Crooked, and I'm going to just go.
Oh, my
oh,
hey,
man.
We're going to hold you to that, too. That's what it is, Crooked.
Yo,
you
yo,
know what
hold me to that.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm.
Yo, man, we really appreciate it, man. Salute for you coming on, man.
Yeah,
and,
for real,
man. Taking the time out.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, man. You know what I'm saying? And just everybody get ready. Total Slaughter, man. It's going to be an event. Yeah, the house, man.
Yo, yo.
The house.
When the event is over, we got to get you back on to talk about it, man.
Yeah, let's do that. First I spit, and then we'll talk.
Yes, sir.
There you go. See, that's the MC. That's the MC. Everybody listening, man. Come on. Yeah,
let's do it, man.
Salute. We appreciate it, Crook.
All right, man. Y'all enjoy y'all day, man. I'll holler.
You already, Crook. West West, baby.
Peace.
Dope. Because Joey said he's coming back on. Now Crook is coming back. I want to hear how they felt their first event went. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be dope right there. I can't wait.
Man,
I hope Joey's
Crook,
right.
Man.
You think Joey's right now?
Huh?
You think Joey's writing
right
now?
Yeah.
Hollow.
Yeah, because you know what?
He's writing in the,
check it out.
He's writing in the strip club. He's writing in the strip club right now.
But, the vibe I'm getting from these niggas is that they not taking this shit lightly. That's the vibe that I'm really getting right now. Between listening to both of them, they're not taking this battle shit lightly. You know what I'm saying?
That's
good right there.
If they pay attention.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
Now, I was saying, cause a lot of niggas is like, they here just to capitalize and make money real quick. And, you know what I'm saying? Are they going to be a fly-by-night? Like, when talking to the artists themselves, you know what I'm saying? It seems like they're taking it serious.
Well, here's the thing. If you're a battle rapper and you know you're going to go on Total Slaughter, I'm pretty sure these niggas are not going to write the day before for their moms.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They
know
that shit.
You know what I'm saying? They know, all right, bro, we've no disrespect to other leagues out there, but we're rhyming in front of Slaughterhouse and Elvis Presley of hip-hop. So
Big K,
we have to
listening.
Come correct.
Big K, I hope you're listening.
For real, B.
I hope you're listening, Big K. I'm just saying.
Okay.
We still got to see the event. But
yes.
Now that we spoke to Joey and we spoke to Crooked Eye, what do you think about it now? You got a little bit more insight besides the regular media we actually spoke to. What do you think now? Anything changed?
Man, you know what?
Nice three.
Here's what I'm going to say. No, I'm going to say this. I think they're taking it seriously. I think they're doing it for the right reason. I think everybody's notions about Total Slaughter just coming out, trying to make that big business move for the money, I think that can kind of go out the window now.
Exactly.
I think
that's exactly what I was getting ready to say. I want to say, like, that shit, we could throw that shit out the window right now. It sounds like they're doing it for the right reason.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. Let's say these niggas go up there and they don't perform well, the battle rappers I'm talking about. That's not Total Slaughter's fault, though.
But wait a minute
now.
Here's the whole thing, though. All right. So what do we usually complain about with other leagues?
Audio.
Yep. So we're not biased about you gotta be real here. So if Total Slaughter audio was fucked up, then what?
Wow. Well, I hope they're not going to Home Depot to get their mics and audio and lights and shit. I mean.
Nah, man, I don't think. I just can't see that. But I get where you're coming from, Cass. We still got to hold them on the same shit that we
yep.
hold all these other
exactly.
leagues.
Exactly.
Word.
Exactly.
They
ain't
they
no favoritism
shit.
Being played.
You're right.
No pass.
You're right.
Not for
audio. If the audio was fucked up over there, they get the same treatment.
Yes.
Now, the whole thing with
the
battlers, I mean, because we do the fans really get on smack for the battlers?
Yes. I don't know. I never understood why people get mad at smack if niggas got bad battles. I never understood that for the sake of me. My nigga, I'm giving you a platform to fucking spit three rounds. That's not my fault. You didn't write your shit.
But-
to the day of the battle.
Yeah, but a lot of the battlers say that it's so much. Remember, come on, I forget the interviews. A lot of the battlers were like, there's so much politics involved.
Oh.
They're not happy.
Well, if you're talking about that capsule, then I agree. If it's politics, then let's call it what it is. We say politics. Mucho dinero. Cash rules everything around me. Cream. Get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. If that's not getting, you know what I'm saying, if you're not getting money and shit is funny duddy and it's funny style, yeah, it's going to be hard for you to go over there and be professional because your money looking funny. Niggas is talking about they're going to give you such and such. You get to the event, you're not getting it. No, we got you tomorrow or 2 days. But I don't think that's going to have a problem with Total Slaughter, the money aspect of it. That's why niggas have no excuse. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know, but the audio is like my main gripe. Like, my nigga, audio, can we get the audios popping?
I'm glad you brought that up, though, Caps, because it's true they got to be held to the same standard.
Yeah, most definitely.
Audio's fucked
most
up.
Definitely.
We can't take any type, you know. But I feel like they're taking it seriously. After speaking to Crook, you know, he doesn't hold back. He's not, he doesn't give, the, like you said, the politically correct answers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I'm excited, man. You know what I mean? Being able to hear from these guys. I hope he jumps back into that
room. Let me ask y'all a question, though. If I'm Joe Budden and y'all are Crooked Eye and Charlie and Crooked Eye and Joel Ortiz, and I lose to Howard, y'all gonna clown me?
Hell yeah!
Say it again.
Not like
if what?
Huh?
That again?
No, I said Caps. If I'm Joe Budden, right, and you're Crooked Eye and Timbo's Joel Ortiz, and I lose to Hollow, I get body 3-0. Y'all gonna clown me coming off the stage, being out with the crew?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen, man.
I'm not going to lie, Dre. I'm walking right past you, and I'm just going to say, yo, what's up, Hollow? I wanted you the whole time, man. You already know it. Now I'm playing.
I'll do the same thing, though. I ain't going front. I will cry with y'all.
Let me ask you a question, yo. Yo, what other mainstream artists y'all think can actually battle up?
Cassidy.
There got to be more than just.
Old school Banks could. Old school Banks. Old 2003
to 2005
Banks.
What about Banks versus Raekwon? Shout out to Ricky Williams.
Nah, I can't see Ray doing that. Nah, Ray styling. Ray dropped more jewels. Nah, Ray dropped more jewels than battle rap bars. You know what I'm saying? And Wu-Tang, they not really that battle rap mode. They
but
then
all the Wu-Tang battled Cannabis back in the day?
Not that I know of. But I know Cannabis is number one for me, though.
Cannabis battled a couple of them. They said that Killer Priest is the only one to get them.
But that's some old school shit, though. But and Killer Priest, too, his Heavy Mental album, that was more dropping jewels
and
science.
Stop. Jay, chill. Don't get me started on that album. Not that many niggas even know about that album.
Yeah,
like,
son.
That's I'll do the whole hour on that album. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a classic. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but Cap, so you heard the album too, just like me, and you'd agree, though. That's just more dropping juice with science. A lot of niggas probably would look at us like, yo, what the fuck is y'all niggas playing right now? You know what I mean?
I wish we could play the track Heavy Mental.
Oh, that's too much. Who else, though?
Yeah.
I got Cassidy, Cannabis.
I'm trying to.
Ross Kai.
You think Meek, could Meek come back?
I think,
it's in his blood.
He has aggression. Even on tracks,
right.
He sounds like he's just battling the microphone.
Right. His performance. He'll have performance.
I give you a question. That's a serious question. Like, all right, everybody's punchlining and they're scheming and shit. Do y'all really think that era is, like, it's no good? Like how Reed Dollars and all them niggas from Philly, like Beans. Beans ain't going to have mad punches. He going to come in and try to kill you on some wild back-to-back.
Y'all
think that that's really dead?
Man, I hate to say it, but I think it kind of is, like, or almost.
You think, guys, you don't think, like, if things get up there and really spaz, you know what I'm saying, that niggas is going to look past the fact that he ain't throwing wild punches and shit? Because Rosenberg will not throw wild punches if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, because entertainment-wise should just basically be getting the crowd involved, getting niggas amped up.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
But so many people are scheming. So many people are scheming and these build-ups and everything. I mean, that's just, you know, there's a very, very few people even now just doing that real talk shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I think
that
when the schemes and the haymakers came out and just the punch, man, it's and it got everybody used to it. That's the thing; it got all the fans used to the punches and used to these certain things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I don't
That's
know.
Why I think, I yo, know. I mean, I can wait for this fucking Rainman versus Tyler. I think a lot
yep.
of shit could change, and also that Reed Dollars versus Don. I
yep.
think a lot can change with them two battles, just with battle rap, period. If they go
yeah.
crazy, no, for battle rap.
Okay,
I think
for the culture, so, okay.
Yeah, I mean for battle rap, period. Because it'll show something right there if they go back to that style right there and they still do their thing. Wow, what you trying to say about Philly, man?
I was saying that would be a good look for Philly.
It would, but I think that it'll wake other battlers up, though. And everybody won't keep trying to fucking spell the word out and put their hand in the air. And, like, we'll stop seeing shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I think more niggas will go back to their original self or do it how they want to do it. Right now, everybody's so focused on that shit. It's crazy. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? When you watch two battlers do that shit, like, you see one nigga doing it and start spelling it out in the air, and then you see his opponent do it, that shit starts to get crazy to me, my nigga.
Right.
I'd be looking like, ah, damn, like, sometimes I do be looking like, man, what the fuck? I want to see both the niggas doing this shit.
Mm.
Nice to see them niggas' style is just crazy. Like Rex.
Yeah.
Like Rex has that long-going style where he's just rapping and shit. You know what I'm saying? He's just going and going and going on that street shit. Like, that's not too far off from the Philly niggas.
I like how Crooked, when he said his top three, they're very different. You have Rex, who just talks
mm-hmm.
to you, and then you Rumble. Have Lux, you know, and then you have Lux with his, everything's very complex, and then you have
Preaching.
Diz, who just rap it
mm.
everywhere.
Wordplay, you got wordplay.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, his top three was very, very different. It wasn't just one style in that top three. Man, I'm high. I want to know that undercard.
Not
well,
no,
man.
I was trying, man. I was trying, like, all right, how many battles and see what it, man.
Yo, but is the Gnome 4 card official, though? What's it looking like?
That Gnome 4 card is official,
yeah.
All right, let me get it.
I still think that Queen of the Ring card might be the best card out right now.
I agree with that.
Yep.
That Queen of the Ring card is just a super duper haymaker, my nigga.
Yeah, that's going to be...
That
has
crazy.
I hope all the ladies take that shit seriously and come correct, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All eyes is on this card. If you were not a Queen of the Ring fan before, you need to be one now.
Go do your homework, goddammit.
Do your homework. Like, it's going down. Like,
yeah.
I was talking to Debo earlier. Like, man, listen.
All of
them
got clapped.
Can you guys see Eminem getting in the ring before he's done?
Nah.
I was just talking to niggas about that shit in my group.
Nope.
Niggas is like, oh,
nope.
Lux could be Eminem. Daylight.
I'm saying, winner of Lux and Mook.
The battle
Eminem.
Battle
of Lux. Fellas.
Battle Eminem. I don't think it's
Eminem. I mean, it doesn't hurt to talk about it. I mean, at one point, these niggas, don't forget what Eminem was doing to Benzino. I know it was a beat and all that shit, but the concept is still there.
Nick Cannon.
Yeah, Ja Rule was one thing, but what that nigga did to Benzino, my nigga,
God.
That guy in the coffin was, and what was the other one he had? It was
Insane Clown Posse.
No. He had Nell in the coffin versus Benzino.
The
then he had another one for Benzino.
The sauce.
Come on,
and,
my nigga.
But what about Amy's Revenge, though?
Yo, Eminem skinned this nigga alive, my nigga.
And Ja Rule.
Come on,
yo,
man.
If you put, if you put all of M, if you put all of M's diss tracks on one CD, man, on one CD.
You know who niggas be sleeping on, too, who might do a little something? Motherfucking Busta Rhymes, son. What do y'all think about this? Think about it. Do you really care about
performance? He'll have performance out the wazoo.
Yeah, he'll have that place go crazy.
I like to see Busta Rhymes and Charlie Clips at the battle.
But what do y'all actually think about him? I don't hear too much about Busta.
These new niggas don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? So they're not going to, they look at Busta. They don't know Busta's to wear the fucking crazy colors. They look at this Busta on steroids now. This Busta's on steroids now. And that's what they,
they don't know. They don't know the thin Busta with the high hair.
I didn't like him back then. Back then he was doing too much yelling for me.
Mr. Dungeon Dragon right there. You know what I'm saying?
It's a new school, right? It's a new school.
But Busta, Busta performance-wise, though, will be tough.
It'll be through the roof.
It'll be off the
Busta
roof.
Busta versus Hitman.
It will be.
Busta versus Hitman.
Oh, Busta Hitman?
I got Busta.
Man, I wish Cassie would hop his ass back in the ring, man.
I think that's the person everybody.
See,
I think that's the person everybody want to see too, though.
It's Cass?
Yeah. I don't want to see J.R. Ryder. Nah, I don't want to see Ryder.
Whoa! What you mean?
I don't want to see J. Mills. Nope.
Oh, you didn't like Mills?
And I don't want to see him now.
I'd kind of like to see Mills. I'm not going to lie. I think there's a little bit of question for me. I would like to see him back in there.
I want to see Mills in there. Mills in there. I mean, he ain't doing too much on Motherfucker. Well, I ain't going to see him doing too much.
Damn.
All right. I'm just saying, man. They ain't going to be making mad hits and shit. Yeah, I already said it. You know what I'm saying? They ain't fucking making platinum hits and shit. You know what I mean? He can hop back in the ring real quick. What the hell? They going to kill him.
Mills, you know what it is? These niggas be boring to me now, man. J.R. Ryder, I don't think he could. I don't know, man. Cassidy would be the nigga I would like to see. But him talking like he looking down on niggas and on Vlad TV.
I don't even
making
know
it sound like niggas is not.
That's
he's
what
been
I'm saying.
These niggas. Cassidy.
Yeah,
hey, Joe can hop back in that ring, Cassidy. You can hop back in that ring. I don't want to hear nothing that it doesn't make sense.
What
about Jay Hood?
Hood? I fucks with Hood, but nah. I fucks with Hood back in the day. D-blocking all that, you know, before he grabbed the chain and threw that shit down the concrete. But, you know, Hood.
Yeah, he dragged that bitch like it was a dog. Yeah, no, all right. No,
yo, someone on Twitter saying, what about 50 Cent?
What about 50 Cent?
Nah.
Would 50 survive in that ring? Would he survive in that ring?
2003.
So niggas really think 50 Cent is nice, huh?
I fucks with 50, though, son. I'm not going to worry, though.
50 was not the best in G-Unit, though, my nigga. You think 50 was better than Banks?
Bars-wise? Nah, you're going to say bars-wise.
Nah,
just concepts of making songs. Just concepts of making songs. The Hood Tales. Hood Grimy Tales. Yeah, I'm going to go with 5th. But Banks is like a monster.
I'm going to get a lot of hate for this shit. I still think the best nigga to come out of June in this game, son. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Look at the 300 bars and the 200. Like, 50 ain't doing nothing like that, my nigga.
Well, you know what niggas going to say, though? He was dope before, but let's be real.
That's what I mean, period, when it was all out there within in their prime. Like, even Larry Banks. He was
on
fire. Come on, before his album dropped, that nigga was on fire, my nigga.
Yeah, but then, let's be real. After the documentary dropped, and if you look on the back of that CD, it says executive producer Dr. Dre and 50 Cent. So 50 gave him, came up with concepts for hooks and everything. You know what I'm saying? 50 is responsible for that album.
He ain't give a nigga the eyes. He ain't write his bars for him, though.
No, he write his bars for him, but my nigga, I think the hardest thing to do in hip-hop as an artist is to actually write hooks. Because then when you get the hook, it's easy for you to incorporate the rhymes and shit behind it.
That's what 50 does.
Come on, man.
Nah, we talking about songs, though.
Banks with it.
Yo, if you're talking to, like, I think Game's one of my favorites.
He does mad name dropping though.
That's true.
But if you just he's one of the most he has one of the most consistent catalogs over a long period of time. In my opinion, I can go back and listen to his shit and there's a lot of, I mean he has some dope shit consistently. Consistently dope shit. But
real
I don't
shit
know.
Lately. Hate him or not for the tattoos, whatever. Like that nigga is nice. And it's, like, you can't take that from him, son.
His first album always be cracked to me, but he had the machine behind him. He had Dre and 50 behind him on the document on his first album. So
yeah,
when you get Kanye West doing the beats and
on 51st album.
Hmm.
51st album, he had them too.
Yeah, Get Rich or Die Trying is a classic. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna keep it real about 50 Cent, and a lot of niggas don't get 50 his respect on this. 50 Cent is the last rapper that gets mad love from every region. I'm talking about every region, East Coast, West Coast. In 2002, 2003, everybody was streaming 50. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And everybody. I can't name the last rapper who had an impact where everybody was fucking with him. Not just New York. Everywhere. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I fucking with 50. I miss some of his songs. I'm glad he's making a comeback and he's doing what he's doing. He got a couple of songs out there that I'm fucking with right now. You know what I'm saying? And it go back to what I'm saying. Like, all these crews breaking up. G-Unit break up. Wu-Tang is trying to hang on. They want to do an album just for the fans. But you niggas ain't even hanging together like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not organic and shit. It's like, we just doing it because it's Wu-Tang. I don't want niggas.
I thought Raekwon said he wasn't fucking with RZA.
That's what I'm saying. Wu-Tang breaking. That's what I'm saying. The Lox, D-Block to me is the only crew left in hip-hop from the golden era where they still together.
I'm so fucking mad at that just said. Dipset too.
Hurt my feelings, Cass. No. Let's call it what it is. Dipset, I mean, that right there. I mean, we had Dipset.
It was the time. They were on a steamroll, my nigga. Like,
we had three crews going hard at the same time. You had G-Unit, Dipset, and Rockefeller. Like, those three were just, like, I mean, that era. I mean, when The Rock went to High 97 and Beans and Fury
put
fucking doors down. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that was vicious.
You know?
Vicious.
And
all that is over with. Crazy.
Yeah, pretty much. But this is why battle rappers coming to the forefront and just not force niggas to listen to this lollipop shit that they got going on. You know what I'm saying?
What about that shit? That's exactly what the fuck that shit is.
Battle rappers, that macho shit, nigga. I'm better than you. Fuck you. I'm kicking your fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit that we like. And that's why we got the show. Because of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, we get on the battle rappers, but them niggas has given us memorable verses and rounds and fucking battle rap, you know what I'm saying? Matches that, you know. Gotta salute them niggas sometimes.
Banks would wash game. What you mean Banks would wash game? I see you with the hot nickels on Twitter.
Yo, Banks, I don't know. Yo, son, I'm going to tell you, like you said, though, Caps, at one time, niggas were screaming Banks, and, like, Banks used to say some shit, you'd be like, damn.
Man, I remember back one with the victory beat. I remember all that
shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Before
Banks said some shit,
yeah,
like,
50 of them niggas came out, they had the streets on smash. Fuck
a lot,
radio.
My dude.
They had the streets on, like, that's what got 50 going and shit.
Yep, I like Buck, too. Buck was my nigga, yo. Fuck with Straight Outta Cash Flow album. That shit was hard.
That was real fucked up what 50 did to Buck, though.
Yeah, I was in 50, but see, that shit happened, and it's a trend where niggas is taping conversations, where niggas is, look at, homegirl just taped a conversation with Donald Sterling, he just like, it's a 50 started a cycle, and everybody ran with that shit, but I understand, he said he had to do that because how niggas was acting, and he didn't want niggas to be like, well, I'm kicking him out the group, so he's trying to show niggas that, yo, I get it, that's not what I would do, but I get why he's trying to do that, you know what I'm saying, that's not my cup of tea to do that, but it is what it is.
I wouldn't
have done
that. That shit was kind of whack. He could have done that.
Yeah, It was real whack. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with Buck too, though, yo. That first mixtape was crazy.
Yeah,
the
Cashville.
Really,
that shit was hard, B.
I didn't really like it.
Hey,
second.
Yo, dude. I got somebody saying Banks versus B-Magic.
Banks
would be magic. I'd be interested, though. 05
Banks. At one point, Banks' punches were just crazy.
It's crazy.
But, yo, Banks' punches was crazy, but I really think niggas be sleeping on Fab for some reason, man.
I don't
that's
think people sleep on Fab, though.
With the, nah, but, I mean, not like back when he's with the
No.
Huh?
No, you know what it is about Fab? He's not out there. He's not a rah-rah nigga. I think that's why niggas be forgetting about him too much. He's just a laid-back type of
tribal
dude.
Tribal offense. Come on, man. He's on the Clue Tapes, man.
Oh, let's not even talk about Clue Tapes, whole 18. Shout out RIP
yeah.
Stack.
Yo, yo, those G-Unit radio tapes, man.
Oh, my
God. Don't get me started on those.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say. G-Unit changed the mixtape game. Something
yep.
fucking ridiculous.
Completely.
Like, dead. I know Dipset was doing that shit too, but I gotta say G-Unit, like you just said, the G-Unit radio and all that shit, my nigga, that shit was fucking like, dog, they was dropping them shits like, 50 changed the mix, he made it cool to rap over other niggas' beats, take they shit, put a hook in it, and fucking spice it up and make you forget who the fucking artist was that originally had the fucking
yep.
song.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cool, but I still think that, Dipset was way more versatile than G-Unit.
They go that Harlem Bias. They go that.
Oh
Harlem.
Yeah, it's something. It's definitely something. I was sitting there listening, and the minute you said that shit, I sat back like, "Oh really? Hey, okay, don't get me started with Dipset, my nigga. Like, come on now."
Yo, but let's be real. It was only Cam and Jewels at the beginning. It was just Cam and Jewels. Jim wasn't rhyming at first. He was the hype man, you know, whatever.
What?
I'm talking about before now. I'm talking about when Dipset first popped off. Before Ryder, before the Hell Rails, A Mafias, all these niggas came into the fold. It was always Cam and Jewels. Those are the forefront niggas. Before Jimmy started even running with Max B and trying to make songs and shit, it was Cam and Jewels, Batman and Robin. You know, and they had the heat makers dropping that fucking heat makers was dropping these niggas, giving these niggas crack beats. I give you that though. Dipset had beats though. Their beats are fucking like
Nah. They had fucking classics. You bugging my nigga.
No, I never said they had classics. I never said they had classics. I never said they had classics. I'm saying that disappearing crews.
Uh-huh.
I give G Unit over Dipset because of it was four niggas, and it was two. Jimmy, you know. Jimmy.
Capo. All right. Okay, that's cool. That's true right there. But, I mean, but Hell Well was like, come on, my
fuck
nigga. That nigga came out of jail, nigga?
Yeah.
Yo, don't even front. That nigga was running the streets. They was comparing the nigga to Styles P.
Which I thought was blasphemy, but that's another story.
My nigga, yo, that Streets Wanna Know was so fucking crazy when that shit came out, my nigga.
But that's hip-hop. I'm sorry, that's hip-hop blasphemy to compare Hell-Rell to Styles P.
No. Back when
the era.
Because if you remember when the shit dropped, you know what I'm talking about, my nigga.
Yeah. Well, Hell-Rell was talking about he's the hardest nigga out, and I was like, come on, B, that's Styles P. You know, we all know that's what he runs with. What are we doing here? You know what I'm saying? Hell-Rell ain't really, you know. I fuck Hell-Rell, but...
Nah, well, my nigga, fuck it. Yo, but hold up, though. What about, you know, what they sleep on AR Ab? I'm
trying to
tell you niggas about that bully shit. What?
I can't get an AR Ab from Philly. AR Cassidy, homie. I can't get an AR.
Why?
I don't know why.
That nigga punches. You'll be having punches.
You know what it is? It's like some rappers who are nice, but I can't. Like, for instance, Lupe Fiasco is nice, but I can't listen to him like that.
What?
I just can't get into Lupe. He's not whack. That's not because he's whack, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
J. Cole, another
nigga.
I think J. Cole is dumb nice, but I don't be liking some of his music. But he's dumb nice with the rhymes. I don't be liking his music.
That.
I just don't be liking his music like that and shit.
Yo,
you know
hey,
I mean?
Y'all, mixtapes be crack, my nigga. Like,
well, you fuck with Philly, you say, well, you...
But it's not even that, because you got nigga. I mean, I'm naming niggas in the same category. Uncle Murder. Like, I'm not naming them hard shit like that.
I fucked Uncle Murder heavy.
You fucked Uncle Murder heavy?
Heavy, yeah. I fucked Uncle Murder heavy. Like, yeah, he's a 50 Cent to me. The shit he be saying is, you know what I'm saying? Like, Troy Ave. I like Troy Ave. But Troy Ave, let's be real.
Yeah.
Troy Ave's whole style is 50 Cent.
Yeah.
He's singing with the hook, the harmonizing. That's little 50 right there. You know, no, shout out to Troy Ave, bro. I fuck with Troy Ave. Don't get it fucked up.
Yeah, Troy Ave's nice.
Mano, too. I fuck with Mano, but I don't like every Mano song. But Mano does what he does. He has tracks where it's like, cool. I'm still listening to Jada. He's thinking, Jada's my guy, man. Jada, Nas, whole.
I will say this. It took me a little minute to get into Mano. It did.
It did for me, too, yeah, because he was a DVD nigga.
You know who I like, but I don't like? Will you ever fuck with True Life?
Free True Life. Like,
I like True Life. He was running with Saigon, mm-hmm. Saigidi. I like what True was doing. I always thought Jay-Z had him on the rock for goon levels, not for music talents, just to have a goonie on his squad. I like the goon tactics. Music-wise, all right.
Yeah, I don't really think that he was crazy at the end.
I think Jay had him as a goon on the squad, on the rock. You know what I'm saying?
It was real convenient because Dipset was on, you know what I'm saying? It was coming at him.
Right, so it was convenient to grab True Life with Hov, and you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I think Max is going to be that nigga. I want to hear what you're going to say about this one.
Who?
Max.
Say it again?
SB.
Oh, I fuck with Bigger Bell, man.
Come on,
I'm not going to say Free Max B because he's on 35 years, so that Free Max B shit, I can't run with.
Yeah,
he's doing 75.
People got to stop with that.
I mean, let me get a free nigga. He's doing a bid. He's doing. But I fuck with Max B. I thought Max B, I mean, he was about to be the East Coast Nate Dogg type shit, you know what I'm saying, with better rhymes and harmony. Mm-hmm. And one thing on Max B, you can't say that nigga sound like anybody in hip-hop, whether you like him or not. Whether you like him or not, the nigga has his own fucking style, B. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His own fucking style, yo. I fucked with Bigger Bell and shit, but you know the fucked up thing is, Jim Jones didn't want to get him out the contract. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was like, but yo, that's Jimmy had Stack and Max at the same time. That would have been.
I know.
All right, Stack bundles, man. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Hey, yo, did they ever catch a dude who killed Stack?
I think I seen something on YouTube, if I'm correct, when I saw somebody talking about that. I don't want to quote me. I think I did see that and shit though. You know what I'm saying? I think I did see that, though.
Yo,
but I was shocked quicker than I... Go ahead, tell my bad.
Go ahead.
Kendrick
can step back in? Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick? Yes, that's who I think can. Why the fuck am I sleeping on K-Dot? Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
I just had to bring that up, man.
No, I do agree, think K-Dot can bring that up. And I want to ask Crooked Eye, too, about him and Absol. I wish we'd have asked him about him, you know, them two Western.
Absol
and K-Dot and J-Rock. I fuck with J-Rock heavy, too. You know what I'm saying? I like the fact to see the West Coast making noise a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just
like
I'm a big West Coast fan. I was a West Coast fan. I grew up on the West.
The thing, I like what Crooked said, you know, when he was asked about the West Coast music, he didn't say, oh, yeah, I support it just because he's from the West Coast. He said what he didn't like also.
Right.
He doesn't like
right.
all of those club hits, people just trying to come up and, you know, move it that way. It has to go back to how it was.
It'll never go back to the way it was and shit. You know what I mean? Like why it was called the golden era. There's a reason why it's a golden era. It'll never get back to the essence of what some of us love. My thing is this: I just want to hear concept songs. I ain't got nothing wrong with the ratchet songs, y'all. I got no beef with Lil Durk's. I don't listen to these niggas, but I see what's going on. The why I see what these niggas are doing, but not my cup of tea. I don't knock niggas what they listen to, but I just want a balance. I don't want to hear niggas shoot them up. I don't want to hear just, like, club songs, shake your ass. Even niggas' videos be looking fucking whack. It don't go with the fucking song no more. Niggas just, every background is the same shit. You got a shorty in the car with you with lipstick on her mouth, and she's holding her arm around you, driving in a whip. Y'all going to the club scene, dapping up niggas. Here's a few bottles for you and your goons to ride out with. It's the same fucking video, too. It produces, too. I don't even like niggas' beats like that no more. Niggas be having small. Every beat sounds a fucking same. Like, all you niggas rapping off the same beats from the same producer. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit is crazy, man. But once again,
you know,
this is what battle rap, you know? We said to him?
Yeah. We have Hitman calling out J-Rock. I don't know if I'm sure you guys saw this.
Hitman calling out J-Rock?
Woo! Somebody tell T-Rock I'm thinking about kicking his ass in Chicago. Blame Gracie.
Yeah, kicking his ass, first of all.
Joe is not kicking his ass.
T-Rock is on top of his shit right now.
Yeah, he's not kicking T-Rock's ass. And vice versa, too. I think T-Rock's going to kick Hitman's ass either. I don't think no one's getting the ass kicked.
That's
going
to be a good battle because both of them are going to have to go hard.
I think T-Rock's not for him, though.
I got to go with T-Rock 2-1 on this.
I agree.
I gotta go Rock too. You know, I would have picked Hitman, but Rock, man, I'm just thinking about it. Rock.
Beast. Go on.
Yeah.
Well, I expect Hitman to have a dope first round as usual, and take it from there.
But does Rock come with all three good dope rounds? Doesn't Rock digress usually also in this battle? He comes off.
Well,
crazy.
The battle. Yeah, well, his second round was, I thought everybody was screaming his second round.
Okay.
You know what I mean? His third round was all right, too. He's addressing other niggas. I don't know if y'all feel about the JC battle. I thought he held his own, you know. You know, I fuck with T-Rock, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of niggas be like, oh, his aggression, is he just got mad aggression. He does have aggression, and that does help with the bars because it make it sound like he's saying some powerful shit, even if you think he's not. Because he's snapping on you.
Yo, did T-Rock beat O-Red? I didn't know this. Like, what do y'all think about that battle?
I had Tay winning.
You did?
I love that battle.
Yeah.
I love that battle. I'm not even gonna lie. Tay
Rock won that battle, Timbo.
Tay Rock snap. I got Rock winning 2-1. He got, I think it was the first and third. I gave
first
Rock.
And third.
Okay.
That's what I had it.
First and third.
I got Rock 1-1. Rock just went ridiculous
round one,
in my opinion.
He was out. He was off the planet on round one. He went crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Round two, I gave the red. And three is what I was wavering for, but I think I was edging Rock. I was watching that shit earlier. That's why I asked and shit. Rock
I just don't like
hard in that first round. Man, listen.
I don't know why, and help me out, fellas, why can't I get into O-Red?
Into O-Red?
I'm the same
I can't
I'm the
get
same
into
way.
Him. I just can't get into O-Red. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm not a fan of all of his battles. He's not whack.
Nah, he's not whack.
Far from whack. Because I would never disrespect the man and say he's whack. Come on, I just don't
need
to feel him
he's
like
not
that.
Whack. Nah, he has.
You know what battle I like from Captain Timbo? I like the battle. My favorite overall battle to watch is him and Big Cannon because both of them are going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like when he battled T-Rex, Rex was doing it for a fucking check. Young Ill was on some fucking Tikal and bombing fluid shit when he was rapping against niggas. I don't know. I just don't like, I didn't like the Big T battle like that. He got slaughtered by Sway Sever. I like the Matusso battle.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I like some of his old battles, like on Black City and shit like that. Like when he first started.
Rosenberg. And,
I mean, nah, Red is nice. Red got bars. I don't know.
He got bars. I just don't be feeling him like that. I don't know what it is, man. I've never been, when niggas say O-Red is top five or top three, I'm like, okay. I respect your opinion.
You know what it is? I think he was definitely up there. I won't even lie about that. I really wasn't feeling the I think he could have killed Big T. I think he might be better in a small room. Like, yo, what do y'all think about some of these top battlers being in the small room?
Hitman can't do it.
Hitman has to be in the main stage, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he has to be. What about, I think Tay Rock belongs in the main stage too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he has to be in the main stage.
I think Ill Will has a balance where he can rap on the small stage and big stage. Ill Will, I'm talking about. He has a balance.
Yeah.
I got to see Ill Will one more time on the main to see what's going on.
K-Sean can't rap in a small room.
Yeah, nah, K-Sean needs to stay.
He's
built for the stage.
Yeah.
What about Goods?
Goods can adapt to both.
Verb.
Both.
Verb
can
do both,
Verb.
I think.
Snow.
Yeah. I think he can do both.
Snow style, I think he needs to be in a small room. You know why? Because the reason why I say that is because, like, he runs on with his style, but he's not loud when he's doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
DNA?
I think he might be.
He needs a big room. DNA needs a big room.
I hate this thing.
Oh, man.
Nah,
I don't mean to beat a dead horse.
He does both. Yo, all right. Yo, do you guys see, what do you think about DNA and Ill Will? Like,
I don't think DNA stand a chance. I'm just
like,
keeping
it. Ill Will's going to kill him, yo. And
I hate it because it makes it seem like we hate it.
When I
like,
hate
I
it,
would,
though.
I just don't see nothing he can say at all that is going to get him past Ill Will.
But on the flip side, let's say if he beats Ill Will 2-1 type shit. Clearly
with
2-1. Like, I mean, you talk about...
He need to come on here and talk mad shit to us.
Yeah.
Let him. DNA. Yo, real shit. If DNA beat Ill Will, we got to show when he come on
respect.
And we the guests, he can go stupid on niggas.
Yeah, we got to show respect to DNA. I'm with that.
Real shit. Tell DNA, let DNA know that. I know niggas is like, oh, they're talking about you and shit. Like, tell him he be ill will. He could come on the show and he have a good hour to just do whatever he want to do.
So are we saying 3-0?
3-0. Woo, man, listen.
I'm gonna be nice, man. I'm gonna give DNA a round.
Strong 2-1. Strong.
I'm gonna give DNA.
I just don't see it happening. You know what? I think that.
I ain't shocked though. Hold on. So Timbo said I won't be shocked if Ill Will wins 3-0. Not a body bag.
Mm-hmm.
Just 3-0. Mm-hmm. Edging each round, clearly winning each round. You know what I'm saying? Or,
DNA rebuttals and freestyles too much to get 3-0 crazy. Like I don't.
It still can happen, I think, Caps. Even if you rebuttal, how long are you going to hold that rebuttal for? It's going to be a couple of lines, and
I did. Hey, Dre, you notice I slowed down a little bit. Like,
damn. I don't even like doing DNA like that, yo, because, yo, not for nothing, son. At one particular time, DNA was in my top 5, B. Real talk. I'm going to keep it extra funky.
Same here.
He was in my top 5. That Shine battle just really just, Sharon, Password, You know what I'm saying? YK is debatable, you know? Like, he needs a, like I said, man, if he could beat an Ill Will, who Smack has already crowned him as one of his young boys, young gunners, that's just,
come on, man.
Let's be real.
Let's talk about that Ill Will and clips that has to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't see nothing he can say to be Ill Will. I just don't. I just don't. After that Arcane, it was just like, come on, man. All right. You know, I don't know. I just see he's won so many battles, and he's like a legend. I guess niggas, to me, he's on his way to being a legend.
What happens if Smack's Golden Boys both lose at Zone 4? Just saying, if Cliff clearly beats Rock and DNA clearly beats Will.
Let's be honest.
What happens?
Cliff can clearly beat Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when he did that blog, like, you know, like, I was like, all right. If DNA did I seriously beat Ill Will, wow.
Damn, he got to pop his collar. He got to pop his collar. Have every reason to. Everybody's doubting him. Let's keep it funky. The whole battle rap community
Who's talking about? DNA?
Yeah, DNA beats Ill Will, I'm saying he could pop his collar.
Oh, no, we talking about Smack.
Oh, Smack, pardon me. My bad.
Yo,
how you feel?
That's going to feel kind of crazy. He's gonna have to feel crazy.
Yo, Smack wise,
you know what? It's about competition. I don't think he's. I mean, so what?
But see,
he's my two gunners. So you want to bring out that'll be two good ass battles right there.
But here's the thing: about a month ago, we had a conversation about Smack doing his blog with Heavy Bags, and he said he's his two gunners, and we had a conversation about him saying who he fucks with, who he likes. So now if your DNA and Smack is there, you already know Smack got his money, and he want Ill Will to probably kick your ass, even though he won a good battle.
Of course.
But that's what I would think. You know what I mean?
Let's be real.
You think DNA and Cliff feeling some kind of way? Are taking it extra serious?
Cliff.
I think they are.
I never thought about that.
They have to.
Wow.
I think Clips want to prove a point like, yo, listen, I know I beat you 3-0, but you made a fucking comeback, and you're one of the top dogs now when niggas are screaming Tay-Rock name. DNA knows, once again, Ill Will is the favorite going into there. It's probably the first battle in a long time DNA actually having where he's not a favorite by nobody.
Because let's be
not
real,
like that.
Anything can happen in a battle.
Agreed.
I'm just saying, what if these dudes choke, something like that, and Smack said only them two on his top, you know, and nobody else was mentioned, and these dudes just bomb. And then what Smack can do is be like, you guys, everybody else, I was just playing, you know, you guys
pressure,
are all like, I love all you guys. Yeah.
Nah, pressure bust pipes, and that's bad pressure. They felt the pressure that they couldn't handle.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You got your boss saying, yo, I'm riding with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
My bad. Yo, I was telling this nigga True Nas on Twitter. This nigga said the G that they killed that 8 Mile beat. Like,
They did kill that beat too. They did kill that though. They didn't kill that. For real.
My bad. I'm going through Twitter right now. Like, yo, that was crazy.
And
that my buddy shit.
My buddy got the G-Unit album, no doubt. Beg for Mercy. Yo, is Cortez battling Chief X? Is that official?
Yeah. Cortez said he's gonna start running for him.
I don't know. I don't even know who I think would win that battle right now.
Yo, Tez got to get past Danny Myers first.
He's battling first. Pardon me. So he's battling Myers first.
Okay. Question. Is Danny Myers taking too many battles?
Uh oh.
Wow. You think it's oversaturation of it? Here's the thing. I would say no because none of his material is whack. It's not whack. I can understand if he's oversaturating himself and he's like, all right, my nigga, you're not really saying nothing. You're just mad filler. I don't think look at Danny. I don't think all of us, if I could be wrong, somebody out there probably going to say, yeah. I don't think he's giving us mad filler with bars and shit.
That's true. I agree with that. It'd be different if he came like 40-50% for each one. You can tell he's just recycling
for
the check stuff to say
it.
Yeah.
Right. He's just battling for a check. He don't come off that. I think that's one cat. I think he loves this sport so much, my dude. Like, he take that shit really seriously and shit. You know what I mean? He lost UFF, but he actually takes this crap serious. You know what I mean? That's one cat who I'm like, you know. And I want to say it again, man. Shout out to Charlie Clips.
Go ahead.
Now I'm saying shout out to Charlie Clips again, man, because this dude is battling everybody. That's one thing I like about Charlie Clips, man. I just want to give him props real quick. He's battling everybody, mid-tier, young cat, old dude, veteran, you know what I'm saying? He's battling everybody, giving him a chance. He gave JC a chance, Be Magic, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Charlie Clips, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Clips is top three. I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying.
You guys realize, since we've been on for the 2 months, we're responsible for 2 Danny Myers battles, Danny Myers and Abel, Danny Myers and Clips. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Putting another fucking battle together.
Who y'all got? Cortez or Danny Myers?
Danny Myers.
Me too. 2-1. 2-1.
I think Tez is going to spaz in one of those rounds, though, and beat him.
I can see that.
That's debatable, I think. I'm going to be the oddball and say it might be debatable. Real shit, I am.
I'm not mad at that, though. I can't get mad at that.
I watched them versus Ty Lord just now.
You doing Myers?
I mean, yeah, I'm over here fucking burning these damn hamburgers up. I just seen this nigga lose and shit, so. And then the whole Charlie Clips incident, so. Like, I don't want to rush. Cortez has been on a roll, but I just want to see what he's going to do with this wordplay. Like, don't get cute and then forget, like, his last couple battles ain't been crazy.
Cortez?
It's just like, it's going to be odd because we got Danny Myers, and he's going to be, like, screaming and going hard with aggressive. I don't want to see Cortez be, like, too laid back. It's going to look like Danny Myers is barking on him. You know what I'm saying? It's going to look
I think Danny's going to take this serious because Cortez was one of the first cats to actually take a shot at the PGs. You know what I mean? So I think Danny feel he got a point to prove. Who's the favorite going in? Would it be Cortez going into the battle?
I don't know.
I would say because he's performed well his last battle.
And a veteran.
Not saying that Danny hasn't, but he's a veteran. Like you said, like he's a veteran who's been performing well.
Yeah, like doesn't Danny Myers have the biggest buzz in battle rap right now? Am I bugging?
I ain't saying nothing.
Does he not? Because I thought he did.
I think he does, but you know what they're going to say about us. We Danny Meyer, pom-pom crew over here, so.
I don't want to be mentioned in any of those fucking group tweets that they sent to, you know, to you and to both of you guys about it, so I'm going to just, you know.
Hey, Danny Meyer's a big K.
Wow, I want to see that battle.
Oof.
On some real shit. I would like to see Danny Meyer against Big K.
Danny Myers or Big K, talk about it. I don't know. And who's the favorite also?
Damn, son.
Who's the favorite going into that matchup right there?
That shit is hard to call. I ain't even going to front and say that shit is easy to call.
Word up. I just be thinking about matchups all day.
I can't even think about, like, who would, you know what I mean? I think they style will go.
I'm about to go back. I'm going to cut all three verses from Myers and Vendetta 2, and then all three verses of K, and put them shits together, and just, man, because that's going to be a crazy battle. If they come like that, like those three rounds, if we go three rounds, if we get, man.
I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out to Big K again. I had no doubt about my AB Thesaurus.
I'm going to go with K.
K?
In a highly debatable battle, incredibly high debatable, 2-1, a 2-1 against Myers. I think
if you had to pick somebody, you know what I'm saying?
The flow is slower, and therefore the punches are going to hit, you know, just boom, 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 like, there's something when you stand in front of them. I think I got K 2-1.
That nigga Big K be slow. Oh, man. So rapid. What you think? What you think, three? Oh, yeah, you ain't going to go to the hook. I got to know.
I'm going to go Myers.
Myers?
2-1. More Myers, 2-1.
I'm going to keep it real.
But I would not sit here in front and act like
Damn, I don't know, bro. I think I got to rock. I think, man, it's 2-1 either way.
But I'm not mad at Timbo for picking Big K. I'm really not, son.
I might be rocking Big K, too, bro. Hey, yo, I just like the griminess.
Yeah.
It's not the punches to me. It's the punches, but I like, he says that real shit, though. Like,
does that have a potential to be a classic? I hate using that word. But.
Yeah. I really think it's going to be 2-1 either way, man, because Danny really be spazzing, too. He really do. So I want to say either way. But, like, I have yet to see a nigga really stop Big K. I've seen him beat himself, if anything, if you want to say that.
Yep.
I've yet to see someone stand in front of him and beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit. Let's give a Big K or L Will. Who's going to win that?
I'm going with Ill Will. 2-1.
What, Big K or Ill Will?
Yeah.
I know. I'm going with K, man. I'm going with K.
You going with K?
I'm going with K.
I ain't mad at that, son. I think Big K is dumb nice, man.
K is my nigga. I think I might have to go with Ill Will on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I can't be mad at that.
I don't know. You know what?
Yeah, Cass is over there putting together a card.
Is it really a different atmosphere, King of the Dot and URL? Does it really matter where they battle at?
Yes.
It really plays a part in the battles?
I've been to both. I've been to both, man, and I can tell you, yes, it really, really does.
Mm.
Okay, so if they battle on King of the Dot, who wins? I think I'm King of the Dot, Big K beats Ill Will.
But you know why, though? Because Ill Will might try to go to King of the Dot and try to crack jokes instead of doing
that's
him.
That's the thing. At King of the Dot, they want him to do him. They want that street. Joe, you're right. They want that. They want him to come over and do that street shit.
Yeah,
man.
But you know what, though? But his mentality, though, is going to be like, yo, they like it like this. So he's not going to get crazy like he was doing on URL, I think, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think.
That's a good question, man. Shit.
I want to know, real shit. That's kind of crazy. It's kind of where they battle up.
Yeah.
That would not have been like that if it was on URL.
Nah, you're right.
It wouldn't have been like that on
First
URL.
Of all, they wouldn't have gone through the battle if it was on URL. Let's keep it real. They wouldn't have gotten through that battle.
The thing with Key and the God Crowd that I can say is they get they're patient.
Right.
They're very patient.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I don't think that, you know what, maybe it wouldn't matter with these two. You know, they don't take a while to go to the punches.
Yeah.
You know, they're
that's
heavy.
True.
They're heavy. I agree.
And,
well, maybe you're right, Cass. Maybe it wouldn't. Yeah, maybe it wouldn't.
Mr. Goods Fans Club, no disrespect, homie. I'm picking Verb to beat your boy 2-1. That ain't no shade on Goods. I just got Verb. Mm-hmm. Especially if New York City let this man rap, I'm going Verb 2-1. I'm going Verb 2-1 over Goods. And
you know
then again, it would not surprise me if Goods win, because this motherfucker, I swear, he finds a way to win in the ninth inning, my nigga.
Yeah, so I can't even put it this. The Verb that battled Swayze, was that better than the last Goods we seen? I know it sounds crazy to say it like that, but.
Oh, you mean, so Goods last, I mean, against Danger Zone?
Yeah. How was Goods' performance to you?
Goods just got the swag rap, though, B. He's like, you know what I mean? He's very confident. He's one cat that is very confident on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It has that look on his girl like, yo, you're not winning. But
you know what, yo? He mastered that shit, man. He was throwing some bars in there. Like, Goods got bars, too, when he wanted to have it. Like, he just be swagging. I see it now.
He's not bar heavy, though. But, yeah.
Nah.
I got people on Twitter saying New York isn't going to let Verb win a fucking bar, let alone a round.
That's whack.
Yeah.
Like,
you niggas...
But you know what? Like they say, he didn't. They didn't boo him at ARP card. Shout out to ARP. When he got Lottie Bone, that was in New York.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's different, though, right?
For some reason, it shouldn't be different. It should not be different, but for some odd reason, it seems to be different. Like,
you know what? Yo, that's true. Yo, if Verb is going off, they're not going to boo him, I don't think.
No, he's going off.
But you know what, though? That's the thing. I think Verb going to have to come out the gate with a haymaker from the rip to keep the boos down. Because niggas is, I don't understand niggas. You pay your money to go boo a nigga? Like, the fuck is that,
yo?
Let's be real about it.
Verb, these fans are just going to wait for Verb just one little millisecond of shit that they don't like, and they're pulling.
They're on them.
The savages
extra
is
short
out.
Patience, extra short patience for Verb. They're not going to go there to boo. They're going to wait until something is boo-worthy, but it's going to be very, very little. Like, one bar, you know what I mean?
Right.
Man, this summer, man.
So many cards, man.
Yo, I want to ask you about the question.
May 31st and July 5th, there's so many events.
And June.
And the month of June.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah.
40
okay.
Bars is battling Cortez, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's battling Jazz in the same month of June. I'm not feeling it.
No. I'm not even. Mm-hmm. Is she going to beat Cortez?
I don't know, B. I don't think...
That Cortez,
she's
battling Pez on the 28th, right? That was at the end of the month?
Yeah, I think... I forgot what date it is, though, the actual date.
I think it's the end of the month, and I think Queen of the Ring is the 14th. So I'm hoping she goes extra heavy on Jazz. She doesn't.
But does she have a chance to beat Cortez?
Slim.
Can you see it happening?
I'm actually saying Cortez is going to win at 2-1.
2-1, she's getting around.
I think she might get around.
I got Tez 3-0. I'm not even gonna lie.
Tez 3-0.
I got Tez 3-0. I'm not gonna bullshit. Oh
man.
Yeah, I think I have. I fuck with Ford. I think I might have Tez 3-0 on this one.
But
not
damn,
not his name. But
it's funny.
You just changed a lot of shit saying that shit because
yeah,
I don't think guys are gonna. I don't think Jazz is going to play any games with 40.
I'm not saying that.
Man. Wow.
I'm considered a hater. I'm not even.
Well,
every time I say something.
Dre, you already know. If you don't fuck with him, you're a hater.
Yeah, I know. I forgot. I didn't get the memo and shit.
We did say that 40 was going to beat Jazz. Like,
I said that. I agree.
How soon before she battling? Before Jazz?
She's battling 2 weeks before. 2 weeks before Tez.
At some point, though, official and 40 got to battle. That shit got to go down, son. It has to go down. Like heavyweight title bout. That shit got to pop off. And I fuck with 40 heavy, but I just see greatness for official coming, son. I really do, man. Yeah, man. I'm going to use the G word. Has she let us down in any of her battles, though? Even if you think she might have lost a battle. I don't even think she's let me down in none of her battles, yo. The Queen of the Ring.
She ain't, yeah.
I don't think she let me down. She had a goodie with Banco. She had a classic with fucking C3. Who was she battled, Caps? Help me out here on Queen of the Ring tomorrow. Who else did she battle on there?
Yeah,
I mean, she
top.
Niggas think she beat Daylight in a one-rounder.
She's not battling top people, though.
That's the thing where I would like to see. But what? I agree. I like that's what I'm saying. She and 40. But she's trying to battle. I mean, Lex Banco ain't no slouch.
Agree.
C3's no slouch. Motherfuckers love Quill. You know what I'm saying? She's battling. Who's she battling a dude? Isn't she battling a nigga soon?
Who?
Who's she battling? She battling a dude coming up. Isn't she battling
official
Danny Myers? She's battling Danny Myers.
Hey, yo, isn't she getting ready to battle Bonnie?
Nah, that's Miss Couture.
No, on the Cheddar House card. No,
yo,
who's talking about it?
Yeah, I think so. She's battling Rich Dollars.
Isn't she somewhere? Isn't she battling? What you say?
Yeah, I'm gonna get her.
She's battling Rich Dollars.
Okay.
She's battling Rich Dollars, my dude.
What are you talking about? She's battling
really?
Rich Dollars.
That's what Bonnie is.
Oh.
She battles stiff competition but loses. Rich Dollars is battling killers at one time, but he wasn't winning them shits.
Yo.
My bad.
What a
Drake a funny dude, yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't be thinking she'd be winning battles.
Yeah, I try to make sure that she's battling Bonnie. And I'm not bugging.
I won't be surprised though, because
she
battles.
Is, matter of fact, I know for a fact. What am I talking about? She is.
My nigga, I ain't gonna lie. But one thing about Bonnie, niggas can't say she battles stiff competition. She battled 40.
Yeah.
Goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Who else she battled, my nigga? She about to battle Misfit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She battled Shuni. She's battled Banco, I said, right? Yeah, she's battled stiff comp, yo.
Yo, her Gaddis was very good, man.
Very good, very good. I thought it was the best Bonnie out that we've heard. You know what I mean? I don't know what she did with 40, though. It's like she didn't want to be there or something. I don't know.
Yeah, she was out of it, like.
I wasn't really feeling that too much, yo.
Man. This summer is crazy for battle rap. All these cards, man.
They're all like, everybody has a card in June. It's crazy. Like
everyone.
Every week is like,
I'm just asking, when June rolls around, can we just get some quality battles that we can just talk about, you battle rappers?
That's all we want.
That's all we fucking asking for, man. Just give us some battles. We come on Aggie Fast Radio and talk our shit, man. We just want to talk about battle where we could just be like, all right, word. You know, a battle that we talking about constantly. I just don't get that vibe no more, man. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, Charlie Clips and Danny Myers, and I ain't being biased because it was on this show, but that was a classic. My bad.
A lot of people, Well, Official has a debatable with, hold on, let's see what's going on here.
I thought C3 won, but I still like the shit Official said.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I just like I gave C3 2-1, but Official was still
I think the Lex Banco was very close. I think the Lex Banco was very close, too.
Well, I thought I gave Official 2-1, I think, against Banco, if my memory serves me right. I actually like Lex Banco, yo. I think she's a high, yo. She actually got bars and shit, man.
Yo, she's nice, dude.
She beat Bonnie. She beat Bonnie and shit. Yeah. Is Bonnie going
to
beat Misfit?
What?
No, I'm saying is Bonnie gonna be Misfit?
Yo. Yo, you ain't shit, my nigga.
What happened?
No, I don't got that one.
I don't know, B. What happened? What I missed, yo?
My bad, man. Yo, you be bugging me out sometimes, like.
Nah, son, I just.
What about I mean, those are really the top ones. E Heart. We miss anybody? Miss Hustle.
E Heart and Goddess. I got Goddess clearly winning that.
So wait a minute. So Goddess is now officially a part of as a part of the ring now and shit.
I hope so.
Did she beat CS?
Yeah. But not on no fucking, like, you know, whoop the ass type shit. Nah, she didn't whoop Shane at all.
Yo, I got her.
I was impressed with Shane Ashley. I can't front.
Me too. Crazy. I mean, bro, they're saying that Queen of the Ring, the majority of them have CS winning. And the
against Goddess?
Yeah. And the
wow. Wow. I still got it, won that shit 2-1. I don't know, man. I think niggas don't be liking Goddess. I don't know what it is, man. I think because they look at her, she's a joker, and the same conversation we had the other day, oh, you make jokes. Like, it goes back to the same thing we talked about earlier, fellas. Jokes, niggas act like jokes are not bars. Like, I never understood that for the sake of me. It is fucking bars. And they try to hate on Goddess against C-Ash. The crowd wasn't trying to fuck with her in the first round, but they had no fucking choice. The girl was spitting mouths and shit. You know what I mean?
Is Big K gonna beat Ol' Red?
I would go Big K over Ol' Red.
What do you think, Simple?
Yeah, I got K winning.
I got K winning Ol' Red.
Shit, I got him winning 3-0.
I don't like Ol' Red's flow. I don't like Ol' Red's flow. His voice gets annoying sometimes. I'm not even gonna front, man. Fuck it. It sounds like someone's fucking taking pans and boxing them shits together at the same time. Or somebody scratch on the fucking blackboard, or somebody step on a cat's tail. I just can't get into it. Man. I don't know what it is. The Transformer,
yo.
I know niggas fuck with you, but.
Yeah, I'll fuck with you, man, but yo, yeah, his voice be cracking like a motherfucker sometimes. Like, I go for it. But, he would have to come hard versus Big KB. I think Big K can get Ol' Red right about now.
I'm so disappointed in that battle.
You know what, though? I think Ol' Red might be better on the small stage.
But damn, my nigga, he didn't. And I know niggas gonna say he was sick. Okay, I get it. But damn, I don't know. That old Hitman battle, like, he wasn't saying that much. He had spots before niggas killed me. He had spots here and there. He's not whack. Let me repeat it again. He's not whack. I just don't be feeling him like that, son. You know what I mean? You know, some niggas are nice, but they just don't do it for you. I don't know. You don't know what it is. You can't say he's garbage. That's crazy. But. Just don't be doing it for me and shit. And Prez Mafia, he's down with Newborn now? This is what? They grouped their posse up or what?
Yeah, what you think about Prez?
I gotta see Prez battle some more. I wanna see Prez battle some more.
So Prez is my nigga, son. Yeah, I'm watching what I'm supposed to be right about now.
I just want niggas to get a chance, though. I want niggas like Prez, Brooklyn Carter. Yeah, I want to see what these niggas could do, man. You know what I mean? Let's just see what they could do. If they garbage, okay, fine, they garbage. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, and that's the thing about fans. They want to be the first one to tell you, I told you that nigga couldn't hang. I told you he was whack. We don't know. Let's see what they could do. Then you could be like, yeah, I told you he was trash. But let's see what these niggas could do, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let's have a conversation about it. Hopefully he could get niggas battles and shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of nice niggas out here. I think T-Top from Milltown Blowing. I think T-Top, I would like to see T-Top battle one of these days.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Briz Royce too.
Yeah.
Briz Royce. I fucks with Briz Royce. I like his style. You know what I'm saying? I actually like Briz Royce's style a lot. You know? Passwords. That's really good.
Passwords
and
Big K.
I fuck with
Passwords
heavy,
and Big
man.
K. I'm telling you, Angry
Pass,
Fan.
Yo.
Angry Fans Battle League, watch out! We got Password versus Big K. We got Big K versus Ol' Red. We got Big K. It's just gonna be a Big K one here.
We're trying to get Big K some matches over here, B. You think he deserves it? I think he deserves some matches and shit. You know what I'm saying? If you say Big K ain't got bars, you need to go to the audiologist and get your ass checked or something. Cause
Yep.
But you're
yeah.
wild right
now. We got Busta versus Hitman coming on Angry Fan Battle League.
Busta Hitman.
Sign off.
Y'all talked about that battle earlier.
Time to sign off, you heard?
Oh, it's time to sign off, Timmy.
You already know, man. We already got it. We got to everybody follow all the links, all the Twitter
good
shit, at Top Battle Rap, at Anchor Fan, at Free Letterman, all the YouTube links. Yo, fellas, I'm Timbo, man. You already know.
I'm going to fuck with your boy, Angry Fan, 007, man. Shout out the whole Angry Fan movement.
It's your boy, Free Letterman, a.k.a. DRE. You already know who raised you niggas popping.
Shout out to Crooked Eye, man.
What? Crooked Eye, Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse.
One.